Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. The story today is about Edwin Lord, father of Richard Lord, who homesteaded Lord Acres. Edwin Lord was born in Urbana, Ohio, September 1822. He moved at an early age to Sangamon County, Illinois, where he spent his youth and became a tradesman, a bricklayer, and a plasterer. In 1850, he crossed the plains to the Pacific coast on horseback. He traveled the western states from California to British Columbia. He prospected for gold. Then as a packer and a trader between the years 1852 and 1858, he had few equals. He brought horses from Southern California and sold them to the settlers. In 1861, he married Mary Ramsdell. She was a young widow with a small child. Edwin and Mary had 8 children of their own, 6 living to adulthood. After a full life as a cattle rancher in Oregon and an orchardist in the Yakima Valley, Edwin and Mary moved to Chelan in 1893, 5 years after their son Richard had homesteaded. Richard arrived in 1888 and settled on the north side of Lake Chelan. Roswell, his brother, soon followed. He did some mining and carpenter work. He was a grain buyer for the Orondo Shipping Company. Then Sister Arnetti and her husband, Alfred La Chapelle, came in 1890 and homesteaded at Chelan Falls near the Indian Springs. When Edwin and Mary first came to the valley, they lived with Richard on Lord Acres. In 1901, they bought 2 lots from Amos Edmonds on the corner of Chelan and Columbia Streets. They lived there until Edwin died in April 1902. Then there was Paul Swanson, born 1867 in Sweden. He was well-educated in his native land. At age 19, he came to the United States, landing in New York. He went on to Grand Forks, North Dakota, worked on a farm for a year. He then journeyed to Montana for 3 years. He came to Washington State, locating 8 miles northwest of Chelan at what is now called Swanson Gulch. He took a homestead in 1891 and began the life of a pioneer rancher, living there continuously for 55 years. He acquired several hundred acres of land and was engaged in dairying and hog raising. He grew grain such as wheat, oats, barley, corn, and farm crops. He was considered the leading farmer of that vicinity and died at age 77 in 1945. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.